Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. That was the humble yet very cool jazz pianist Tim Ray, joined by Berkeley alum power lineup of jazz bassist John Patitucci and drummer Terry Lynn Carrington on their new 2020 CD called Excursions and Adventures with the tune Painted Black. So Tim is best known as Tony Bennett's current pianist and musical director, but he's got a lot of skills as a soloist, and this has led to performances with everyone. He's appeared on over 100 recordings to date with the likes of Aretha Franklin, Lyle Lovett, and Soul Asylum, and many jazz cats. And he's been on frequent tours throughout the Americas, Canada, Mexico, Europe, Asia, and even the Middle East. And he has had performances at Carnegie Hall, the White House, the Kennedy Center, and even the 1992 presidential inauguration of Mr. Bill Clinton. We talked to Tim here at Neon Jazz, and he opened up about the jazz language. Have a listen.
You know, I tend to think of sort of, again, a quiet, thoughtful person who probably has the best chance of his expressing himself. I'm not great with words. Has the best chance of expressing himself and what he's feeling and what he's thinking in terms of music. You know, that's sometimes my wife sometimes jokes that that's kind of my first language is music, and English is sort of a second language.
Nothing stops this cat, and we always look forward to what is next. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that is strong and standing together, even with the live jazz silent during the quarantine of 2020 for the coronavirus. In fact, this show is on April Fool's Day 2020, and it sure feels like it. But the punchline is our reality, and we're coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, giving you something safe in your social distancing routine. Jazz on the radio. So Canadian piano legend Oscar Peterson was a divine inspiration for Tim. And as we get into the tune, just a sitting and a rocking, a lot of people are doing that these days. Listen to him explain.
Yeah, I mentioned Oscar Peterson. He was kind of, you know, my teacher back when I was a high school kid. He was very into Oscar, and so he really kind of turned me on to that. And as a classical guy, a guy coming from classical music, that really appealed to me because, of course, his virtuosity and his sound and his touch were just so appealing to me. So he was kind of my gateway piano player into the jazz world.
Thank you.
Hi, this is pianist Tim Ray from Boston, and you and I are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Cameroonian musician and songwriter who played saxophone and vibraphone, the great Manu Dibango, with the tune Ode to Billy Joe off the 2013 CD Ramblin' Sax. And sadly, this is yet another jazz musician that we have lost to the coronavirus on May 24, 2020. And over his esteemed career, he developed a musical style that was very unique, fusing jazz, funk, and traditional Cameroonian music. He will be greatly missed, and it was great to have him on the show. From the chops of trumpeter Roy Campbell and his Pyramid Trio we go. This is the title track off the 2001 CD Ethnic Stew and Brew as we carry on around here.
My name is Dwayne Eubanks. I'm a jazz trumpet player. I'm coming to Kansas City very soon. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the talented trumpeter, composer, and arranger and producer Dwayne Eubanks with the cut Brain Freeze live at Smalls in New York City back in 2018. We caught up with him recently here to talk about the value of live music. It's very prophetic during this time of quarantine, April 2020. We had no idea, and it's really ringing true. Have a listen.
When I think music is most effective, when you have the crowd there, I mean, that's what music is supposed to be about anyway, to deliver messages to an audience. And if we're effective in our delivery, then the audience can receive the messages that we are putting out.
This is a multi-talented force who has a very distinct sound that carries his horn into a lot of spaces in a very unique way. He studied jazz and master classes at Temple University with the legendary Dr. Billy Taylor, and he cut to the chase after that and headed on to New York. And there he joined forces with the great Mulgrew Miller, and since then things have been on the up and up. So Dwayne got some guidance from big band man Harry James, and as we get into the concerto for trumpet, let's hear Dwayne explain.
You know, I came home, I said, wow, Harry James, man. And then he said, okay, yeah, Harry James is dead. Check this out. Here's Cliff Brown. Here's Miles Davis. You run these dudes out, too. Listen to this. And then he quiz us on what we listen to. Who plays drums on this? Who's the drummer? What does our Blakey, Jimmy Heath, what does Jimmy Heath play? I was blessed, I have to say, to keep me on the correct musical path.
Jazz fans, this is the dynamic jazz and world music group from the Cape Winelands of South Africa, Tarabu. You are listening to Neon Jazz, coming your way from Kansas City.
That was the dynamic world and jazz trio from the Cape Winelands of South Africa, Taribou, with the Gypsy Tune off their 2019 CD called Odyssey. They reached out to me on Twitter, and I'm so glad they did. This time, the world slowing down during the coronavirus quarantine gave pause, and these cats slipped in with their happiness and their great mix of tunes, and we dig it. From drummer Jason Marsalis, the youngest of the Marsalis dynasty, we go next. This is the tune Blues for Now off the 2014 CD, the 21st Century Trad Band, as we move on around here.
This is Amber Weeks, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Enjoy. ¶¶
miss the dearest pal you ever had. There'll come a time, don't you forget it. There will come a time when you'll regret it. Someday when you are lonely, your heart will break like mine and you'll want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away. You're gonna wake up, you will find you were blind to let somebody come and change your mind. After the years we've been together, the joy and tears, all kinds of weather. Someday, blue and downhearted, you'll long to be with me right back where we started. After I'm gone, after I'm gone.
That was singer Amber Weeks with the tune After You've Gone off the 2019 CD Pure Imagination. The singer has a great voice and knows how to make the crowds happy, and we talked to her here at Neon Jazz about her love of jazz, and this is what she had to say.
While there are rules to the music, there's room for you to bring yourself to it, especially when it comes to the Great American Songbook. And then other artists like Oscar Brown Jr., where you have these lyrics that can be universal, it allows people from many different walks of life to have something for themselves in it.
Amber had a great story about her family and Duke Ellington. As we get into Duke's 1-2 Buckle My Shoe, circa 1946, let's listen to Amber explain.
My grandparents owned a diner in Harlem where musicians such as Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Lena Horne, and others would come in on a frequent basis. And in fact, Daddy repeatedly told me the story of how when he was a teenager working the overnight shift at the restaurant, Duke Ellington would come in after his gigs and Daddy would serve him fried egg sandwiches. So even like on a personal level, without even hearing the music, it was just part of the, you know, my father's life.
Put on your coat and hat. I'll play a game like that while I'm waiting for you. 3-4, open the door. Hurry for heaven's sake. I count each step you take while I'm waiting for you. Life is my heart does fix as it takes all your time. Heaven is here at the gate and you walk into my arms. Oh, night and kiss me again. Tell me you've got a thrill, just as I hope you will while I'm waiting for you. 1-2, button your shoe. Put on your hat and coat. I'd play a game like that while I'm waiting for you. Oh, 3-4, open the door. Hurry for heaven's sake. I count each step you take while I'm waiting for you. 5-6, my heart does beat as it is all your time. 7-8, you're at the gate and you walk into my arms. Oh, 9-10, kiss me again. Tell me you get a thrill, just as I hope you will while I'm waiting for you.
Hello, this is Christopher Burnett with the Artist Recording Collective here in Kansas City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the great Kansas City area youth jazz band with their song, a new single, Light Dark. And this is a program of the Burnett Music Foundation, led by the wonderful Chris Burnett, who is a critically acclaimed alto saxophonist, educator, arts industry business leader, and composer. He's always making that jazz world a brighter one in Kansas City and well beyond. It's great to have this music on the show. From the very fiery pianist, Connie Hahn, we go next. This is the title track off her 2020 CD, Iron Starlet, as we move on down the line here. Again, that was a pianist with pure grit and determination, Connie Hahn, with Iron Starlet. And as we begin yet another week of uncertainty here in America and around the world, as the coronavirus outbreak has brought everything to a halt in live jazz and events on every sphere of life that we can even imagine, we figured it would be a good time, coming from Kansas City, to end with the Kansas City Master with the tune Cheers from Charlie Bird Parker. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into this show, featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat I can't wait to see when this quarantine is all said and done, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, especially during this time of needing probably a few good words and some good jazz music. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, stay safe, stay cool, support your local musicians in your world virtually and hopefully very soon physically, and please enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.